Sport on RTE Radio 1.
24 minutes to 9, Damien O'Mara is here.
Rachel, good morning. It's soccer to start, where Bohemians hold a 6-point lead this morning in the men's Premier Division of the SSE Airtricity League. It comes after a 66-minute Dean Williams penalty last night was enough to overcome second-place Derry City at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Big win for Bohs after their defeat to Shamrock Rovers on Friday, and as well for their manager Declan Devine on his return to his hometown.
I think it's a long time since, I think it's 2019 since Bohs have beat Derry. We show tremendous character, done things that we asked them they do. We show real moments in games where we had to dig deep and find a way of defending, and you know, playing the counter attack with 4 or 5 injuries tonight ourselves, so we're down a lot of bodies. So all in all, to be able to come to a venue like this, and you know, where a new squad of 14, 15 players coming into the building, it's a massive, massive 3 points. But that's what it is. You know, we've had 5 away games in the opening 9. The block of 9, so we've only had 4 home games and 5 away games, and they look to be able to sit with 21 points out of 27. That's full testimony to the character of the players.
For you coming here tonight, did you have to take the emotion out of the occasion, Declan, or how would you describe the experience?
I've been here for 18 or 19 years of my life. I've had probably every role at the club that you could imagine, but my life has changed. I've went to another humongous football club in Bohemians, and I'm very proud to manage that club, and my sole focus is them now, right? But you know, a lot of my life memories is built around this ground, and to come here tonight, it's weird, but I have to concentrate on what's best for Bohemians now, and that was to come here and be hard to beat and give a good display and try and take 3 points, and thankfully we were able to do that.
That's Declan Devine with Eric White. Shamrock Rovers third in the table this morning after beating UCD 3-0. St Pat's saw Drogheda off 3-1. Shelburne came from behind to secure a 2-1 win over Sligo Rovers, while Keane Murphy scored the only goal as Cork City beat Dundalk at Turner's Cross to secure their second win of the season. The quarterfinals of the UEFA Champions League commence tonight. Manchester City host Bayern Munich in the feature game on RTE 2. Benfica play Inter Milan in the second game. Both of those kick off at 8 o'clock. Now, the Republic of Ireland women's national team play the second of their 2 friendlies against the world champions USA at 12:30. It's also live on RTE2. The US won Saturday's meeting of the sides in Austin 2-0. This game takes place in St. Louis. These games are really crucial as part of Ireland's preparations for their first World Cup this summer. A number of newly Irish qualified players have been in camp in recent weeks, with Vera Powell likely to make some changes to her starting lineup. Now, in addition to their standing in the game, the United States have really been the market leader in driving structures around women's football. Ireland has a number of US-born players in their squad, in addition to Denise O'Sullivan, who is based over there. Important experience and knowledge, I think, to have. San Diego-born striker Kira Carusa, who made her debut back in 2010, has been telling our correspondent Tony O'Donoghue that the squad's policy of inclusion and integration will ultimately reap benefits on the field of play.
There is that kind of different maybe approach to the game or approach to the mentality that we can bring. But what I do find that is very special about Ireland is this ability that for the Irish team to, for us to like bring in, no matter who it is, this welcomeness, this buy into our culture, buy into our mentality, we buy into you, because it's a two-way street in that sense. And even since the moment I've come in, and I've been in now for quite a while, but that mutual respect and ability to learn from one another, because it doesn't always work that way, and you need that kind of comparable personality, that comparable kind of respect amongst each other to be able to do that. I'm so thankful that this team is like that, because that's again what makes us so special, what makes us so successful, is to integrate ourselves and other players in so quickly.
And can you appreciate, you spent a lot of your career in Denmark, you're in London now, but the impact that you guys' success is having on the country?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's legendary. I mean, we're flying out of Dublin to come to the US, and you're just in the airport and everyone is like, not beyond just looking at you, they want to say hi to you, they want to take your photo, and like, it means so much, because especially for the women's football world, to see such progress and such notoriety in what you're doing, and it makes it that much more special. You know, it's always, of course, we're always, regardless of where we are in the world, regardless of where women's football is, we're out there to compete, and we're out there to, you know, bring so much honor to Ireland, but to be able to see that from the people around us and from the country is, it's incredible, and it feeds to our energy, which it means the world.
A result against, a good result against the United States tomorrow would make people sit up and take notice, maybe the opponents, maybe Australia, Nigeria, Canada.
Oh, absolutely. I know that our games, especially against the US, are on the world stage right now, and they're very much being watched. So I'd say that we feel the same way, that this is why we want to take on these opportunities, these big challenges, these step ups in our game. We want to be able to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. You know, you got to be that way if you're going to be competing in the World Cup, and I'm excited for us.
Yeah, a lot of us excited for them. That's Ciara Caruso with Tony O'Donoghue. Leicester City last night appointed Dean Smith as their manager until the end of the season, replacing Brendan Rodgers, the club's second from bottom in the English Premier League. Having missed the cut at the Masters, Rory McIlroy has withdrawn from this week's RBC Heritage in South Carolina. No official reason has been given. The world number three has only played the tournament twice in his professional career. It is now, however, one of the PGA Tour's 13 designated events, which the Tour's top players are obliged to play in if eligible. McIlroy has already missed another, the Century Tournament of Champions, back in January. Rules were altered to allow players to opt out of one. It's unclear if missing more will preclude McIlroy now from the Tour's $100 million Player Impact Programme, which was established to encourage more participation on the Tour by the world's top players. McIlroy himself was a key player in that drive for more play by the Tour's leading players. Ken Doherty's hopes of a first World Snooker Championship appearance since 2014 were ended last night. He was beaten 10-6 by China's Pang Zhengzhou in the third round of qualifying. Mark Allen has already automatically qualified. His Antrim compatriot Jordan Brown is the last of seven Irish players still remaining in qualifying. He plays China's Shi Jihu in the fourth and final round of qualifying today. After a career which has seen him crowned champion jockey on five occasions and has been littered with big wins, jockey Paul Townend yesterday finally won his first Irish Grand National with a brilliantly timed run on I Am Maximus for Willie Mullins at Ferry House. That ahead of racing today, which is in Dundalk from 5 o'clock. Busy day of sport ahead. Updates available as always on the RT News app and also the RT Sport website.